Welcome to show number 928, this 20th day of February. I'm Todd Cochran, your host. Strap in. Here it comes. This is the Geek News Central podcast, bringing the latest tech and science news, coming to you live from beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Save today at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Fans, strap yourself in for a great show. Geek News Central, the longest running tech podcast, is ready. It's showtime. Hey everyone, welcome to Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran. I want to welcome you to the show. Got a great lineup of stuff for you to basically tune into tonight. Got lots of great tech and some soapbox material as well. Found some real juicy stuff. We'll get into the full line of tech content here in a little bit. But take just a few minutes and give a warm welcome to all the longtime listeners and Ohana out there. Thanks for being here and being subscribed to the show. And of course, if you're brand new to the show, we want you to join the family here, join the Ohana. Really easy to do by going over to geeknewscentral.com and really subscribe to via iTunes or your favorite podcatcher, whatever it may be. Of course, once you are subscribed, you'll never miss a single episode because that way we'll be in your device, I guess, for a better word. And of course, you can always watch the show right on the website at geeknewscentral.com. Of course, we do audio and video of the show when I'm here in Honolulu, which, as a reminder, I will be getting on a jet airplane on Sunday afternoon and heading towards the Washington, D.C. area. Going to be in town just really a very quick 4 nights. I'm going to be heading to Chicago on Friday for the Raw Voice retreat. Every year we do a retreat, and yes, in the snow and cold. I guess there's another Arctic blast coming, so I'm not looking forward to that, but I've dug out all the winter gear. But I thought tonight I'd wear a little bit of a, for those of you listening, I'm wearing a little bit of a gaudy Aloha shirt just as a way to hopefully take some of the heat with me as I as I head east. But while I'm in the D.C. area, I will be doing 2 shows, strictly audio only. Now, when I come back on Monday, March 3rd, I don't get into Honolulu until about 8:30 in the evening. So there'll probably be no show, obviously, that night. Maybe what I'll do is put together, excuse me, a insider video and take you guys behind the scenes at the Raw Voice Retreat. For those of you that are insiders, this would be a great way to for you to get some insights into what the team does while we're cooped up in a hotel room, and have a little fun with that. So again, we'll put something together for the insiders on my trip to the nation's capital, and also for the retreat in Chicago. I might take you to dinner with me, and who knows? It should be a lot of fun. It may be a spliced up video of a bunch of different stuff. But we hope that you'll consider becoming an insider here so that you'll be able to check out the fun and wacky video I'm going to put together for you. Okay, so what else? Of course, we want to make sure you get subscribed to the newsletter. That way you can get the show notes delivered directly to your inbox. And I send those out immediately following the show, and they'll be ready there for you to read every Tuesday and Friday morning. And that's really the best way to know that the new show is out, because the newsletter goes out very, very quickly after post-recording tonight. So also, you can follow me on Twitter, at Geek News. You can email me here, let's switch that button there. There we go. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address that you can use to email me. So definitely reach out to the show. I know I've had several folks basically want to meet up in D.C., and I really, my schedule is kind of crazy. And I know a couple of nights are going to be dedicated to client meetings and client dinners. So I know Tuesday and Wednesday, I've already got it pre-booked. Thursday, there might be time, but that's the night I need to do the show. So I guess I'm just going to have to kind of put you guys on hold at this point that want to meet. Thursday's potentially the day. Barry, let's just kind of play it by ear. Let me know. I know Barry's been wanting to meet with me a couple times. I've been out to the D.C. area, so I try to work something in for you. But it's going to be, it's just, you know, I try to maximize my time while I'm in major cities. And this one just is just too short of a trip, I think, to, and again, I don't know what's going to exactly happen from a business standpoint. Thursday, I'm a little bit worried too about the show on Thursday, but I think we'll be okay. We'll see, but maybe can arrange something Thursday night. I'll keep you advised. Okay, what else? You follow the show on G Plus and also on Facebook. Links are in the show notes, so you definitely can follow the pages over there. And you don't have to follow GNCshownotes.com anymore. The show notes are on Geek News Central for the time being. So everything's at geeknewscentral.com. Of course, Tech Podcast Network I belong to is on the Roku. It's on the Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV. So you can watch this show kick back on your lazy boy or on the couch. Olympics is going to be over here soon, so you're going to need something else to watch besides sports. And we hope that you'll watch this show. Hey, tonight's show is sponsored in part by my good friends over at GoDaddy.com. And GoDaddy has been a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. And every month they come through with just some absolutely fantastic deals. And, you know, $2.95.coms, you know, by, you know, that's a huge, huge, huge savings. And, of course, with all these new top-level domains, you may be buying other domains. So we've got some codes that you can use to, there as well. But don't forget that that $2.95 code, $2.95 geek is the code to use. Excuse me. And really will get you set up for success. Now, what's even more important here is if you scroll down the website at geeknewscentral.com, you see the GoDaddy promo code link on the website. If you click on that, that's going to take you over to the code section where we're going to have all our codes. And of course, we've got these hosting plans, which all come with a free domain. So you don't even need to spend $2.95 for a domain. You can get 50% off a hosting plan by using the promo code 50host7, or you can get 50% off your first 12 months of business website builder with a free domain by using the code 50WSB7. You can get 32% off your order at GoDaddy by using promo code GO32OFF1. That 32% code will work on the new TLDs, the new top-level domains. You'll be able to register those at 32% off. And with the price of some of those, it's a good thing. It really is. It's going to save you a lot of money. Save me $9 per .guru that I bought. And if you just want to buy a straight domain, you've thought of something. You know, this is what happens to me. I'll be sitting around and I will remember. I think, oh, that might make a good domain. And I'll just jump on GoDaddy. I type in the domain. I'm like, oh, it's available. And I'll buy it. That's what happened when I bought progear.guru. And I think that's probably one of my better ones that I bought. I did have a couple of dot directory domains come in. And I'm a little bit ashamed to say this, but I spelled one of the domains wrong that I bought that was under a directory. I have a completely worthless domain. I said, yes, I got it. And then I looked at it. I'm like, I spelled it wrong. And I thought, well, flush $29.95 down the toilet. Well, you know, it. I was like, man, so spell check your domains, okay? I guess if someone, I retyped it on the keyboard several times. I'm like, yeah, I might get some extra traffic just because I'm sure I'm not the only person that put a T instead of an S. So anyway, we'll see. But I just couldn't believe it. But anyway, all these great domains over and great products over at GoDaddy, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Find all the codes, use all the promo codes, and really, you know, buy this stuff up. And, and those of you that have been sitting on the sidelines, I've got a reason for you to maybe change if you're on a different a provider right now. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But anyway, thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor here at geeknewscentral.com. We want all of you to take advantage of the deals, so make sure you do that. Okay, so let's talk just a little bit here. A really pretty big deal is coming up this coming Saturday. On the new media show, we're going to have Mark Ramsey, not the financial guy, a different Mark Ramsey, to discuss the future of radio. Some of you are like, oh my God, you're going to have Mark Ramsey on. And this is another famous Mark Ramsey. So he'll be on Saturday with Rob and I to discuss the future of radio. And actually, Mark's well known in the radio space. So definitely look forward to having him on and talking with him. It's going to be my first time really getting a good, this guy knows what's happening in the AM and FM dial, and he's got the pulse of that industry, just like I have the pulse of what's going on in the podcasting space. So we look forward to talking with him. Again, Sunday afternoon, fly out, and then we'll be in the D.C. area until Friday morning. Chicago for the weekend and back to Honolulu on Monday night, where we probably won't have a show. So, you know, I've had a bunch of emails from vendors asking me if I'm going to be coming to NAB. And really, at this point for me, and it's kind of late in the game already because NAB is not that far away. NAB to me is up in the air. And really, a lot of it has to do with we way overspent at CES and trying to make sure that I stay in budget, keep the lights on, keep the family fed, house payment made, all that stuff. So NAB is up in the air. So I am looking for a sponsor. I'm looking for someone to bring me out to NAB. I've got a great deal. Basically, it's going to be a really inexpensive sponsorship. So if you know someone that's looking to get some extra exposure, NAB. I had a couple of companies already contact me and talk to me about it. So again, I'm looking to go out to NAB, but I'm only going to go if I get sponsored and have a check in hand. I'm not going to go without having that in hand. And it may cost me a little bit from a access standpoint, because you know going to these shows great, opens up a lot of doors. But we'll continue to just kind of see how that goes. And but again, NAB is up in the air for me. But I do have some new product ideas, some new show ideas, and I'm really kind of looking for a number of hosts that want to get kickstarted here pretty quick. So if you've got the desire to do a show and want to work with me, I've got some show ideas and would like to get those launched. So drop me a line here at geeknews@gmail.com. Now, one thing we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of a contest. I'm going to see if I can razzle the troops up here, the Ohana, and get you guys like to do some sort of an intro. I made the intro that I'm using right now. I'm not necessarily set on it. As a matter of fact, I was looking for some music today to maybe change it up. I like to change up the intro music on a more regular basis. So we'll give away a Chromecast. We'll get Sam involved, our game coordinator here. So if you have an idea on a intro, or if you just want to put one together and send it over, when I come back let me look at the show dates here. So I'm going to be probably when I come back and be in the studio here on the 6th of March, we'll give away a Chromecast. And not a big prize. Again, we're trying to keep the budget in check. So I have to be careful on what we're spending here for a while. And so definitely keep me in mind. And I hope that you'll consider becoming a contributor of a intro to the show. And for the best one, we'll give away a Chromecast. All right. So let me see here. If you're watching live tonight and you want to hang out after the show, I'm going to leave the stream up. I've got to record a segment for a video that we need to do for Blueberry. Feel free to hang out afterwards because I'm going to get done with the show and I'm going to kind of do a quick reset, but I'm going to continue letting the YouTube thing run. So you can hang out and watch that. Also, if you've got ideas on what you think Geek News Central should look like when we go to a multi-user site or multi-user site, let me know. I've taken some ideas. I think we're pretty close to our design stuff, but we're still thinking about, you know, stuff in the in the second column. It is going to go to a two-column design, and it's going to be very, I guess for a better word, there's a name for it. And I'm not a web designer, but anyway, if you come to the site on a mobile device to a big screen, it's going to scale with you as the no matter what size of a device you are on. And I've got a pretty good layout of what I want, and we're pretty excited about moving forward with that. It'll be themable for the rest of my folks that we work with, with Robot Underpants and Gadget Professor. Talked with Don today for a little while, and he's doing good. And of course, the Gadget Professor show was out today, along with Langley's Robot Underpants as well. So check those two out. Let me know what you guys think of those shows. Send me some feedback on that at geeknews@gmail.com. All right. Finally, before we get into the show here, Blueberry Hosting 1 month free. Use promo code GEEKNEWS at checkout at blueberry.com. Sorry, just coughing your ear there. And but I want to start off tonight, and I want to start with an aha moment. And for those of you that live in Texas, or maybe in Austin, Texas specifically, good news, good news for all of you. You know that Google is considered bringing, you know, bringing fiber into Austin. And Time Warner today said that it's increasing home broadband speeds in the city by up to 6 times while keeping the prices flat. Now, remember what happened here in Hawaii? I told you guys we'd been stuck on super slow internet for a long time. And then the local telecom, Hawaiian Telecom, came into the market and started aggressively selling a broadband. Well, they went from like these ridiculously low speeds to 30 megs to 50 megs to 100 megs down with up to 5 megs up. So they really, you know, reacted. And so what is that? There's a word for that. It starts with a C, competition. You know, competition has been severely lacking, as we all know, in most markets. Some of you have a couple of choices of cable providers, internet providers. I know Angelo in Columbus, he's got 2 or 3 choices. Here in Hawaii, we've largely had one for many, many years. So what are they going to do? Check this out. This move by Time Warner is a very powerful demonstration of competition in the telecommunications world. Now, this comes a single day after Google announced plans to broaden the reach of its broadband data services. And as regulators are weighing the effects on competition on the proposed acquisition of Time Warner by Comcast, here's what those of you in Austin are going to get, because, you know, Google just needs to start saying, I'm going to go out in this city, and this city, and this city. They can probably get the speeds up without even doing anything more, just making an announcement. But so those of you that are at $15 a month in Austin, you're going to get a 2 meg to a 3 meg speed increase. Now, if you're on the $65 a month plan where you're getting an ultimate 50 meg service, you're going to see download speeds rise to as fast. Now, hold on to your hats, 300 megs per second, a 6 times increase, 50 to 300. Now, upload speeds are going to jump as well. The ultimate upload will jump from 5 megs, hold on to your hat, to 20. So we're going to go from probably 50 and 2 to 320. All this is going to be available by the fall of 2014. Google has promised that it will begin connecting homes to its fiber service from the middle of the year. This tells me and should tell you that there is a serious lack of competition. Oh, and they didn't have, are they going to have to put out a bunch of new hardware? Nope. They are being forced. They're being forced because there's going to competition, not a monopoly, is coming to the neighborhood. I think this is just incredible. We need this across the rest of the United States. You know, take the show note link. Email this to your local municipality. Mail this this link to your local public utilities commission. Make sure they know that you want competition in your town. And just, you know, this is a perfect example of what happens when there's competition. I just think this is incredible. I really, really do. And, you know, does it come as a surprise? Not in the least. Not in the least at all. So, yep, Google Fiber's coming to town, and Time Warner ups the speeds in Austin. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And That just goes to show you how they've been treating us as customers. Customers want speed, and they haven't been willing to give it to us. But when there's competition, aha, guess what? Here it comes. Here comes the speed. So Google, you can come to Honolulu anytime. All right, I want to talk about the new web domains and big business. Now, you think that the new domains are, is this really going to work? There's companies that have done fundraising, venture raising, and raise as much as $300 million to do nothing but to buy up premium domains in these new TLDs. So there's going to be like, by the end of the year, something like 1,200 or 1,000 or so new TLDs. Now, .language, .private, .salsa, .brand, .whatever. It's going to, it's going to get a little crazy for all of us. But if a new TLD is picked correctly, and this is the way I think about it. I'm starting to think about domains, not as necessarily big, huge web pages, but maybe just a landing page. So imagine having a digital asset that is strictly for a company designed to go around one brand. GNC.London. Okay, does that make any sense? But what if I was going to do some big event in London? I could have a single landing page for GNC.London. And it would just, it could sit amongst my regular website. So I think what we're going to find is I think you're going to see a lot of very interesting utilizations of these new TLDs, if nothing more to be a single one-off web page for a product or service. Think about your favorite beer. And if you had a beer domain and you wanted freshlager.beer or londonlager.beer, or let's say there was a domain with this lager in it. Now, not everyone's going to buy those domains, but it could be london.lager. And you could use that in your promotion on your beer bottles or in your stores. And it could really be pretty powerful. This got to really make you think a little bit about these domains and using. Now, at some point, there'll be enough high-level TLDs that maybe there'll be saturation. And at some point, maybe it'll become too much. I don't know. But if I was a salsa manufacturer, if I had a salsa company, you can absolutely be guaranteed that I would have my brand.salsa, and that would be on every piece of product that I sold. A lot of companies, .Ford, .GM, .CBS, they bought their own TLDs because they understand the value, and they probably spent $1 million to get their own top-level domain that they own. Some of this stuff is a once-in-a-lifetime chance. So keep yourself abreast of some of these domains and think about them from a different perspective of not necessarily a whole site, but maybe just a single landing page and something you maybe want to market down the road. And that's been my mentality as I've been thinking about how I'm going to buy these new top-level domains. I've been thinking, okay, where does this fit? How do I want to do a whole brand around that? No. Do I want a single landing page? Yes. And what is that single landing page going to do? It's going to lead back to my primary brand. And branding is so important now when it comes to stuff. And in the .show domains, it's just going to be a feeding frenzy. Absolute feeding frenzy. And I'll probably go large. I'll probably go four large. In other words, to get the one I want, I'll probably go $1,000 or $2,000 to get And that's maybe not large. If I guess four large is 9,999, right? But I'll go large to get the dot show that I want to guarantee that the brand that I'm trying to build long-term is going to work. So those don't come into quarter two. But just have to think about where you're going to go and what's going to be worth to you in the long run. And especially if it's a part of a bigger, you know, if you're at a point right now and something you're doing, you're thinking about doing a rebranding, these new TLDs make a lot of sense to be able to do that because probably the .com you want doesn't exist. But for $1,000, you can probably get in with a 4, 5, or 6 letter domain that you want if you be very tactical. And I'm not going to tell you the ones I'm trying to shoot for because I have competition in the space that may want to buy the same domain. And it may not be anything about geeks. It could be something else. Da, 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 da. So anyway, think about these TLDs. I've been doing a lot of thinking about them. Hey, Spitballs, you've been doing a lot of thinking about them too? I know you have. You've been telling me you've been buying some. Which ones did you score? He's in the chat room. All right. How many of you had never heard of WhatsApp until yesterday? You know, I'd heard of, we talked about Line because it's, you know, here I live in Hawaii, a lot of Asian people use Line, but I hadn't heard of WhatsApp. $19 billion. $19 billion is what, Mark Zuckerberg laid out in stock and cash for WhatsApp. 450 million users. That's incredible. The VCs that invested a measly $6, $7, $8 million had their biggest payout ever. So, you know, of course, it's been all over the news. You know, John Comb, who, you know, started the company, you know, a small group, 30 guys, there's 30 people on that team. I can guarantee you every one of those 30 people, if they had the right type of agreements, are all millionaires at this point at a minimum. $19 billion, 10%. Zuckerberg laid down 10% of Facebook for WhatsApp. And a lot of people are like, woo, but if you look at the demographics of that's using this app and the worldwide appeal outside of the United States, it's huge. Now, even more crazy, Google was willing to beat Facebook's $19 billion offer for WhatsApp. He did a last-ditch effort. Google's CEO, Larry Page, met with WhatsApp CEO Jan Koum in a last-ditch effort. And basically tried to get this out from underneath them. And Google's got the cash to do this. But this is huge. Huge, 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 huge. A huge win for this small team. This guy tried to get a job at Facebook and couldn't. So the question is, why did it pay? And now there's 450 million users. Why did it pay $45? For each user. And, you know, if you think about this from an analysis standpoint, putting a man on the moon costs less than what Facebook paid for WhatsApp. Again, it's a generic chat app. Now, if you think about this, it's even more crazy. Facebook has its own messenger, which is a POS, right? Now, they definitely are going to mine this in a big way. They're not worried about making money right now. The WhatsApp people were only charging $1 a year after your first use of it. And but we do know that Facebook loves users' telephone numbers and data. And the WhatsApp notoriously rifles through users' address books, scoops up your phone numbers and uploads them to its servers, and able to get access to who you work with. And so this is according to the folks over at theregister.co.uk. So time will tell where this goes. And we'll see where this leads. But I haven't downloaded it yet. Haven't tried it. I know some people that have been using it have been saying, I'm leaving. But, okay, so Spitball says, I managed to get friends.directory, gadget.technology, and calendar.today. And which directory domains did I get? I'm not willing to say at this point yet. Because I already had someone reach out to me to want to buy one. So I'm going to see if it may be gone before it's even announced. But I did get one misspelled. And I'm not even going to say which one I get misspelled because I'll be laughed out of the country. So I think it was one of those midnight, oh, I need to get that one. But that was huge. Calendar.today. Gadget.technology, that's a good one. You know, I think you and I were actually fighting over that same one. Over gadget.technology. I think you, did you pay straight price for that? Because I think I had tried to register that one too. Oh, I think I tried to register gadget.guru and didn't get that one. I didn't do gadget.technology. All right, anyway, so do you have what app? What's app? If you do, we'd love to hear from you. Geeknews@gmail.com. Hey, the White House, check this out. The White House has taken steps against patent trolls. And I have an affinity in my heart for patent trolls. The Obama administration has launched a website to help businesses that receive demand letters. The White House will launch new efforts aimed at combating abusive patent lawsuits, including a website to assist defendants of patent lawsuits brought by so-called patent trolls. This website, uspto.gov/patent-litigation, with information to assist people and businesses targeted in patent lawsuits or receiving patent demand letters. The website may be first aimed at assisting defendants and recipients of demand letters from patent assertion entities, PAEs. Those are businesses that have patent lawsuits and demand letters as their primary business model. The White House has also announced it will be launching a new crowdsourcing initiative focused on identifying prior art, which can be used as evidence to basically null and void existing inventions that the USPTO can basically take to basically reject a bad patent claim. And the White House is going to expand the USPTO Patent Examiner Technical Training Program by allowing outside technologists to help with the training, and it will expand pro bono resources available to assist inventors who lack legal representation in filing patent applications. This is huge. When we did our patent submission, it was cost us 10 grand, and we still didn't get the patent. We felt that we deserved it, but it would cost us another 20 grand to fight the decision by the USPTO. So long story short here, the administration has made some moves here on the patent troll situation. We'll see where this leads. Spitballs replies in chat. He says, yeah, I got those for the straight price. They're only a couple I paid the extra for, but those are not in their land rush period yet. Ah, gotcha. Yeah, the land rush period is basically where you can pay more to get the domain earlier. And you can pay a lot more in some of those. Hey, Microsoft's new CEO has said Ballmer and Gates basically run you through the ringer, a pressure test when you're working with them, and or had run him specifically through the ringer. And he provided his first interview today to the New York Times and talked about the management style, culture, and of course, Bill Gates. And he talks about Bill being a very analytically rigorous person. He says he was always very well prepared. In the first 5 seconds of any meeting, he'll find some logical flaw in something I've shown him. Don't you hate that when you go and you do all this preparation, you go into a meeting and you show something and the first thing someone does is like shoot a hole in it. And you're like, you go sulking back to your desk trying to figure out, okay, I just got my butt handed to me. I need to rework this thing. That makes a stronger person when that happens, because sometimes it's one of those, oh, why didn't I think of that moments? But it's a pretty good interview. Link will be up in the show notes. Definitely check it out. All right. You know, when I was in the Navy and flying, especially right after 9/11, we were doing massive hours. I was, typically you'd put in 100, 120 hours in a month. That would be a great month of flying. And typically pretty safe. But after 9/11, I was flying 30 days in a row, putting in as many as 300 to 350 hours a month. And basically, you're going to go see the flight doctor every couple of days, and they bring you in and check your blood pressure, and are you feeling okay? Blah blah blah. And when you're flying that much, your body gets into this battle rhythm where it's like fly, sleep, brief, fly, sleep, brief. So it's, you're just going through the motions, and you're getting some food in there at times, and it's really not healthy. But you have to always stay sharp. Even though you're flying, when we were flying consecutive like that, you had to be on your A game, right? Because it took was just, 1 second, and then you got someone shooting a surface air missile at you, and you got to react. So we had, every month we were given five Ambiens, and we were given two Go pills. Now, the Go pills, very controlled, very controlled. And we had an inventory at the end of the month, what you had left. And I use Ambien once in a while. And there was only a couple of instances where I actually had to use a Go pill. And you basically would have to announce on the ICS. You'd have to tell a crew or tell the mission commander, hey, this is Todd. I'm going to take a Go pill. And he'd have to note it in a little log. Because later on, if you went for a urinalysis test, it would not turn out well. You would better have been taken in the log. So long story short, the Air Force is now, Jack, are you listening? The Air Force now is testing mild electric shock as caffeine substitutes. The Boston Globe reports that the U.S. military is exploring passing mild electrical current through the brain as a replacement for soldiers' coffee and energy drinks, especially during long stretches of mind-numbing drone surveillance or data monitoring. There is no way in this God's given earth that I would ever let someone hook up electrical probes to me and shock me to wake up. This is going to turn out badly. Very, very badly. Researchers at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base have been at the forefront of the project, conducting tests that give healthy volunteers electrical stimulation treatments that are currently used to alleviate depression and other conditions. In one test, subjects were kept awake for 30 hours, staying alert with either caffeine, electrical stimulation, or nothing. Imagine you're sitting there and zap, and they're giving mild stimulations at a specific point in your brain. Your brain, okay, your brain. Let's think about this for a second, okay? So I'm not a medical doctor. I don't claim to be one, but I know that there's electrical stuff going on in your brain, right? Neurons are firing, it's accessing memories. There's stuff that's happening right now to allow me to move my hands and my mouth and move my tongue and breathe and talk, right? All that's going on, that's electrical pulses being transferred through the nervous system, all that stuff. And they're going to me with electricity? They have got to be smoking crack. Can you imagine letting someone, we went through, it was, these Go pills that we had, there was a reason why you only got two in a 30-day period, There was a reason, and even you didn't take them just on any whim. It was like you had to have a good reason. And I understand the chemical result of what was going to happen. That, to me, I fully understood the physiology of taking a chemical to stay awake legally. But I don't understand the physiology of letting someone electrocute me to stay awake. Lindsay McIntyre, one of the researchers involved, said the stimulation avoided the jitters and other side effects caffeine can produce. You have got to be kidding me. Now, right now, researchers don't plan to apply the technology outside military use. But the idea of jump starting your brain with electrical stimulation has already caught on in many places. Mr. Cochran, we need you to step into the room here. We know that you've had certain opinions on your tech show. We want to make sure that you're in line with thinking of everyday society norms. So we want you to sit down in the chair here while we hook up a probe and we electrocute your butt. It's not going to happen. This to me, okay, these scientists, they have lost their minds. And the military people who have signed up for this are crazy. Am I wrong? Are any of you shocking yourself? Are any of you electrocuting your brain? Because to me, you know, you think about your brain, it's got all kinds of, first of all, we have a hard enough time remembering everything that we do now. When you get older, you know, the cogs don't turn as fast. But I don't know if I want someone there going bzz, 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 on the same spot. You know, you when you electrocute something too many times, what happens? You burn it out, right? And the next thing you know, you've got this big mass on the side of your head from a bulging, some sort of cancer or something. I'm astonished. If this was an April 1st thing, I would be like, woohoo, boy, that's a good one. But this is the real deal. And maybe I went too long on this, but no. I'm not getting electrocuted. Someone's going to have to prove to me after many years of research that this thing is good. I'm not going to be someone's guinea pig on that. No way. All right, over at the Large Hadron Collider, they're going to expand it. They're going to make it 60 miles long, starting construction on it, get a little more speed, a little more, I guess for a better word, KEVs at the impact points. So anyway, we're... going to expand that bad boy out in Geneva, Switzerland. And by 2026, we're going to have a 60-mile loop that can really get those particles accelerating and maybe blast the entire planet into oblivion. All right. Microsoft is inviting some Xbox One owners to test future updates. Did you get an invite? If you did, let me know. I'd love to hear exactly what they're doing. In a moment of unbelievable clarity, the Department of Homeland Security. By the way, I heard something today that blew my mind. Did you know in pre-World War II Germany that they had a Department of Homeland Security? That should make you go, a little bit. But anyway, Department of Homeland Security today has suffered a moment of clarity, according to TechDirt. They've shut down plans to build a nationwide license plate database. Essentially, what they wanted to do is, as you were driving around, they would take a picture of your license plates and put you in the database and say, there's that car at this location. And basically do that nationwide to track the comings and goings of the people. What? I think that's a pretty good idea that they canceled that one. You know, those license plate readers are, you know, bad enough given tickets, but, you know, do we really need to track all of us going around someplace? I understand it right at the border, you know, entry and exit to the border maybe, but, you know, just throughout the rest of the United States doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I guess, of course, that's what they're doing in the UK. There's CCTVs everywhere, and I'm sure they're taking pictures of license plates, but they do that in many cities to... as they're driving around with trucks to find people that haven't paid the parking tickets and so forth. I think we've all seen that on TV before, but don't know about the whole thing about taking a picture of me every place I'm driving. over on Tech Dirt, they have another article talking about, are we killing net neutrality? No, excuse me. Apparently, we are all confused, and killing net neutrality will be just great for startups. There's been some people making the analogy that because Time Warner and Verizon and all these other companies are going to start slowing down the pipes for the big companies like Netflix, this is going to get the new, they're going to give the startup companies a bigger chance to compete. If I'm going to compete with Netflix or a company like that, I want to compete on an equal playing ground. I don't want to be given a, oh, we're gonna let you go faster until you get bigger. Then when you get bigger, we're going to slow you down. Then we'll let the next guy kind of compete with you. That's kind of the, you know, what's being sold right now as a, you know, a feature of throttling big companies' content. I have that full article up in the show notes for you. Hey, Microsoft OneDrive, if you had a SkyDrive, it's now OneDrive. It's largely the same as its predecessor. It has a few new tricks and new mobile apps. And, of course, Microsoft Online Backup and Syncing Service is pretty flexible and encompasses all of a lot of different products. It works with Macs as well as PCs, works with Android, iOS, Windows Phone. It integrates with the Office apps, obviously both installed and on the web. And it can share to Facebook as well. So if you haven't tried OneDrive and you're a Microsoft fan, you may want to do that. I have a link in the show notes about the new service. I know my daughter was watching, my daughter in Florida was watching the new House of Cards season, but apparently it was watched end-to-end by over 500,000 people over the weekend. So people were waiting for it to come out, and they just sit there and watch it in one shot. So I haven't even watched the first season of House of Cards. I guess I have to go back and do that. Hey, Adobe has issued an emergency patch for the second time in 2 weeks. Adobe has delivered a quick flash for a flash flaw. Let me say that again. For the second time in 2 weeks, Adobe has delivered a quick fix for a flash flaw. Meanwhile, Microsoft has patched Internet Explorer with a stopgap measure as well that has to do with that flash flaw. So make sure you update Flash, okay? You see that pop up? Get her updated. LaCie is now is working. It's basically got a drive bay system that will work with the 5 terabyte high drives. And of course, we know Seagate has launched some new 5 terabyte hard drives, and you can stuff 5 of these bad boys into LaCie's latest Thunderbolt storage system, and they have a whopping 25 terabytes on hand for storage. That's an incredible amount of storage. Okay, let's move on here. Oh, are you on Namecheap? Did any of you guys leave GoDaddy last year and go to Namecheap? Well, Namecheap was targeted in a monumental denial of service attack. And they've got they have about 1 million websites. And they basically had a cyber attack today that knocked out basically all their connections for domains around the world. And this was massive. It was one of the most massive attacks that happened. Of course, Namecheap was made famous by their attack on GoDaddy back in the SOPA days. And we know that that hurt GoDaddy quite a little bit, and rightfully so at that time. But if you've got some domains over at Namecheap and you were out, hosting was down today, that's why. Come back to GoDaddy. We got some deals for you over here. Hey, YouTube is making finding and following others on their with playlists easier, and they've did an update to YouTube. It'll be rolled out to all of us over the next couple of days, so that's coming out. Hey, did any of you guys watch Jimmy Fallon? Any guys, what do you guys think about I watched his first night show, and I haven't watched it since. Have you guys been watching? How's it been? Is he going to survive? I think they'll probably keep him around for a while. All right, Microsoft. I didn't really know this, but Microsoft has been hiding Office's free online edition. Did you know there was a free online edition? The web version of Microsoft Office is quite nice, and it basically got a lot of accolades, but it's also had an oddly low profile. And Microsoft hasn't done much to promote its existence. So today, the company changed the name of the service from Office, Web Apps to a more straightforward Office Online. More important, it's redone office.com to put the web editions of Word, Excel, and PowerPoint front and center. You can't miss them, and you get to use them for free. And if you want extra stuff, you have to pay. But pretty cool. And of course, we know that Microsoft is pushing, they should have an app in the iOS platform soon, which is going to, I think we're going to see a lot more of this cross-pollination. And but definitely Office is a bread and butter product for Microsoft. So we'll see where this leads. Hey, those of you on Comcast, you need to look at your bill. At the bottom of your bill, there's a new fee. It's called a broadcast TV fee. And basically what they're doing there is they're adding some, you know how the telephone company has always added a little fee. Well, Clear Channel, or Comcast, excuse me, is now doing this. And they're trying to, it keeps your, it looks like your base price competitive, but at the same time, they, you know, they whack this thing on there. So some folks are paying even more. AT&T this week notified UVerse customers they'll be paying $3 per month instead of $2 for the fee. And if you're on Time Warner, we're going to be getting notices soon that they're going to be adding the fee as well. So scream loud and clear and tell them to go pack sand and tell them that they should include that in their cost of doing business. On the rumor site over on Reuters, Tesla CEO is confirming talks with Apple. Huh. So are we going to be driving apples now? interesting move. I don't fully understand that one, but I hope Apple doesn't get into the car business. Those of you that are Steve Jobs devotees, Steve Jobs will appear on a U.S. postage stamp in 2015. So congratulations to Apple and, of course, Steve Jobs' family for the honor of being put on a postage stamp. It's very, very cool. One can only wish they could become famous enough to have a postage stamp. A lot of talk about why Netflix streaming quality is nosedive, and it has to do with peering. And we've talked about peering on this show many, many times over the years. Peering arrangements are basically, so if I'm going to peer with you, you're going to send me as much data as I'm going to push to you. And if the peering gets too out of control on one side or the other, we're going to charge you for having too much data being pushed into our system. And there looks to be peering issues right now. And a battle's going on, especially with Cogent. And they connect to, I believe, Comcast or Verizon. And definitely some people are seeing some speed issues there because I think they're throttling them, trying to pressure them to get out their checkbook and pay. With the net neutrality thing basically kind of off, this isn't helping. But at the same time, peering has always had some pretty standard rules on the amount of data one is pushing to each other and the quality. And when one goes above a certain amount, how much they're going to have to pay. And it usually is done between service providers, not services. So now we'll see where this goes. But just remember, you are paying for your internet service. You are the customer. If you're having problems, you need to call your internet service provider and you need to complain. You are the customer. The customer is always, 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 always right, but only if lots of people complain. So make sure that you are very vocal. Don't go stick your head in a sandbox. You don't think Todd's going to do it. I don't need to go do it. You guys all need to pick up the phone and dial your favorite ISP. And if you think you're having speed issues, complain, complain, complain. And you're paying for a service. They are supposed to deliver it for you and should not impede traffic. Only us, the customers, are going to try to head this off at the pass if we scream loud enough. All right, on space.com, you know the asteroid that they were looking for the other day that flew by? They didn't see it. So scientists are trying to figure out where did it go. and they're asking for some help for the astronomy community. So if you want to help them, they're looking for some help. And there was no meteorite behind the Jelly Donut Mars rock picture. There was an image taken with a high-resolution image science experiment. A camera on NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter shows no new impacts where the rover is or anything close. So the mystery continues. At the same time, the United States used the United Launch Alliance on a Delta IV. And if you live down in Florida, they had a satellite shot today out of the Cape, putting a new GPS-2F navigation satellite in orbit. Switching gears here, bad news. Arrow, a lost one. They struck out in Utah. Preliminary injunction has shut down local service. This is bad news. This is really sad. So a big battle continues. This will end up in the Supreme Court before it's all over. So one loss for Arrow. So they've got an injunction to shut down service. We'll see where this leads. Hey, this is a real deep article, and I'm not necessarily going to go into it, but talks about how Facebook flipped the data center hardware market. And I was really not aware of the impact that they made in a data center and buying, you know, big iron type stuff. Big iron like IBM and HP and Dell, how that affected their markets. This is a great read on basically how Facebook, by going to China, by going to the vendors in China directly, really impacted these other big three-letter companies' businesses in a big, big way. How many of you use Waze? I use Waze navigation app all the time. I like it because it works on iOS and Android. So depending if I have my MiFi going or if I have my iPad in the car, I can load Waze and it basically kind of shows me what's going on with traffic. Usually it's red here in Honolulu. It just makes me feel good to complain about it. But Waze New has updated it and now reads destinations from your iOS and Android calendar. So if you're going someplace, it can help you navigate there. So very, very cool. I love that app. Also, if you're a geek dad and you really want to do something for your son, there's a pretty cool video on a do-it-yourself mission control desk. This thing is incredible. The kid in me wants to come out and build one of these things. It's of course, a make video. You're going to want to look at this, and when you do, you're just going to love it. All right, how many of you, when you go to the dentist, they try to sell you one of those Oral-B toothbrushes? Well, my kids have them. Each of my kids have the Oral-B toothbrushes, and I, knock on wood here, I have three kids, and we've had, I think, one cavity in one of the kids in 17 years. My wife is hardcore on oral hygiene, taught my kids how to floss and do everything early in life. But Oral-B is coming out with a smart toothbrush that will make sure that you're following your dentist's recommendations, and it's going to track where you're brushing. It's going to talk to your smartphone via Bluetooth to show how well you're cleaning your teeth. Now, dentists are going to play a more important role here, however. They can program the companion app to make sure you're cleaning spots you tend to miss. Ideally, this will prevent the tendency to slack off following a checkup. Now, this is going to set you back a bit. The Smart Brush will be one of the priciest models in the Oral-B line at $331 US or £199 when it ships in June, but it may be worth the expense if it spares you from any cavities. Now, I pay for a dental plan that, of course, you know, what do you do? You know, I pay a couple thousand dollars a year for a dental plan, and my kids have great teeth and there's no cavities. But then again, you never know when I'm going to bust our tooth out or, you know, do something stupid that's going to cost you $3,000 to $4,000. So you got to have the insurance, right? Now, I know many of you probably pay for your dental care out of your pocket, but with five of us here in the house, until we get some kids out of the nest, I'm still going to have dental insurance. And after that kind of slows down, maybe then I'll reduce our coverage on dental. But, and they don't cover half anything anyway, half the time. My wife has had a couple of root canals and it's always $600 out of the checking account. So, but this may save those of you that do not have dental insurance to help your kids keep the cavities down. Best video of the year so far was how DHL pranked UPS and other shipping carriers into advertising for them for free. I guarantee you this is going to be the best 1 minute and 17 second video you've seen in a long time. This was brilliant. All I can say is watch the video and you're going to cheer for UPS. You really are. When you see it, you're going to like, wow. Okay, scientists have turned off pain using nothing but light. Pain is a hard problem, but they've figured out somehow they developed a way to turn pain off. They used a technique known as optogenetics to insert a light-sensitive protein called opsins into the nerves of lab mice. After a couple of weeks, the nerves become light sensitive. One color of light would increase the sensation of pain while another would decrease it. This bears huge implications in a number of fields from neuroscience to physiology and could help millions of people who suffer from chronic pain. This is pretty cool. What's even more impressive is the fact that the researchers made the discovery by accident. Optogenetics is a exploding field, and this gentleman by the name of Carl Deseroth, who was a co-author of a study about new techniques, basically found this all by mistake while they were looking at different uses of optogenetics, and they were trying to determine if they could control muscle movement through light. And this is big. We're going to hear a lot more about this in the future. But I don't know if it changes your skin color or not. I guess not. I guess your nerves colors would change a little bit. You know, we got a lot of people moving into boomer years. We're going to have a lot of folks that are going to have dementia. And there's actually small cities being built now to handle the elderly that are suffering from dementia, coming up with new strategies. You know, you're hearing about all the time about folks getting lost because they wanted to go out and take a walk and they really didn't know how to get home, and sometimes it ends in tragedy. So some folks in Denmark have done an amazing small community that really helps address this and allows folks with dementia still to have some freedom that they severely want. That's one of the big challenges with dementia patients. Oftentimes, they have to be locked down 24/7, but they build a city specifically for them. All right, new Google Wi-Fi app could automatically log you into Starbucks and other private hotspots. So this app would take a lot of the drudgery out of accessing wireless hotspots. According to some sources over at Engadget, the app will automatically authenticate and connect to its free hotspot inside Starbucks stores wherever they're available. Of course, Google is trialing the Android app at its Mountain View headquarters. So we'll see where this leads, but this could be good. All right, congratulations to Kansas making the right decision. The Kansas municipal internet ban was stabbed, shot, and hung. The cable lobby has been put out to dry. They've been rebuffed in their attempt to ban public broadband networks. Congratulations to Kansas for making the right decision. Ford apparently is admitting touchscreen defeat, puts the buttons and knobs back into Ford Sync. Didn't work out real well, so they're making some changes. So that's some feedback that they've gotten that definitely was probably goes against everything that they wanted to do, but that is the case. How many of you, when you're traveling to a city or just in a city anywhere, and you like get that growly feeling down in your stomach, you're like, oh, man, I need a bathroom. And every place, we have no bathrooms. No, and it's to the point of almost being mean, but I understand why businesses do it. And why there's really a dearth of public restroom in a large number of cities. Even here in Honolulu, it can be challenging. But a company's got an idea. They're going to put a lot of loos in a public space. And if you have a membership card, you're going to be able to go in and use the loo. It's a members-only bathroom It's starting in New York. A new company called Posh is betting that $6 alongside a 15-year membership fee basically allows you to, at a moment's notice, pop into one of their loos and take care of yourself in their private powder room. They're going to have baby changing stations, luxury showers, and they're going to be putting this in a central Manhattan location. Now, this is smart, and I could see these popping up all over the place. Could you imagine having, first of all, here in Honolulu, let me be straight up. They should put these together, put these up, and make these available to the homeless, because the homeless here, oh man, it's bad. You know, I think that would be smart for the government to do that. But these are designed for paying members, and not a lot to pay to basically have a maintained facility that has an attendant and the facility's clean. I think this is smart business. These guys are going to make a lot of money. The question is, are they going to be able to build enough of them to keep up with demand? Because people will pay. All right, Google has triggered a Chrome kill switch for unapproved plugins. That's something that's been updated in Chrome 33. And they fulfilled a promise to block more add-ons in the Windows browser and quash 28 bugs as well. The promotion of new tools and features to Chrome Stable Channel, one of three that Mountain View, California maintains. What did I say in here? The promotion of new tools and features to Chrome Stable Channel, one of three that Mountain View, California company maintains, had been trumpeted previously and baked into rougher builds. So I guess this is basically they're trying to stop rogue apps and stuff from going in. That article was written horribly. Bad host for reading it like that. All right, that's it. That's going to wrap us up here. Let me see what we've got in email. I think a few came in. And of course, your humble host here does not have it opened up. And there we go. Let me roll this over here and click on the directory where the... Oh, I got Bree. We're glad to hear from you, Bree. Let's see here. Come on. Load. Where did her email go? Oh, it's downloading messages. And so here, let's look at the date today. Today is the 20th. Last show was on the 17th. All right. And of course, email, I should have had this loaded, and I don't know why, but maybe I'm gonna have to go to the web. Let me go over there and see if I can get it quicker here, because I know there was some stuff I copied in there, but Thunderbird. let's see here. Did it download it? What's going on here? All right, let's go this way and do it. All right, here's the email from Bree. She says, Todd, why your internet is so pathetic. And it's a Washington Post article, and one that's pretty good. And, you know, I think, oh, come on, don't show me an ad. Please, Washington Post. No, I don't need to subscribe. Thank you. Three pop-ups to get the article up. So those of you that are watching, I got to show this to you guys. Another ad. Loaded it in another browser. No, I don't want to follow you on Facebook. So, price per megabyte per second per month. Korea is the lowest. Then Denmark, Netherlands, United Kingdom, Slovak Republic, Belgium, Portugal, France, Sweden, Greece, Austria, Canada, Hungary, Norway, New Zealand, Australia, Czech. These are companies that have cheaper broadband than we do. Japan, Luxembourg, Germany, Italy, Slovenia, Spain, Estonia, Israel, Finland. Oh, and finally, United States. So that's one of the reasons why broadband is more expensive in the United States. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes. You guys can check it out. There's a link on the bottom of that leads to a BBC article as well. So I'll have, they are very aggressive in their give us money type of thing. Over at the Washington Post. I guess they have to. They got to make some money. All right, let me see what else we've got for comments here. Got an email from Andrew. He said, hey, Todd, my jaw dropped when I saw this. How much energy do you think that screen consumes? And I hope it's safety glass. And talks about a new supersonic jet that is basically, instead of having a window, will have basically a video screen on the side that another wired. My gosh, these wired, you know, people, these online sites are getting very aggressive with their ads. All right. So if you haven't seen this, it's basically a screen that's going to be on the side of a new supersonic jet. They're not going to have windows because that basically slows the airplane down, doesn't allow it to be as efficient. And they're going to basically allow you to see what's outside by looking at the monitor. They'll have cameras on the outside. Pretty, pretty cool. So we want to thank Andrew for sending that over. And got an email from Alan. And I don't know if I have permission to read his email on the air, but Alan's our new listener from over at BMI. Thanks for your reply, Alan. I'll definitely send you something over, a reply. But he talks about some of the challenges that's happening and basically being able to get podcasts to license music to, you know, RIAA and, you know, music to be able to play it on the shows. Because really, as he included here, podcasts touch on three copyrights: the composition, the sound recording, and the performing right. And of course, BMI takes care of the performing rights. So you really have to pay a bunch of people. But because people assume podcasting space is too small, there's no clear licensing stuff that's out there yet. So again, thanks to Alan, Andrew, and Bree. And Bree, long time no here. Thank you for checking in with us. We appreciate it. And for everyone else, thanks for watching or listening. And again, next show, New Media Show on Saturday. And then, of course, I'll be in the East Coast, come for the Monday show. Audio only, no video. My kit is very small. I'm traveling light. Got tired of just lugging that big case around. If I go someplace for 2 or 3 weeks, we'll take the video with us. But for just a week, I'm not humping that big extra box. You guys can handle just audio. We'll just have a nice, intimate show. Just and those of you that are watching, need to listen to the next two shows. Just remember that. All right, again, it's been my pleasure to bring you the show here today. You can follow me at Geek News on Twitter. You can email me geeknews@gmail.com. We want to thank you for tuning in. We want to thank you for being part of the Ohana here. And of course, Ohana in Hawaii means a family. And we look forward to seeing you Saturday. If you come out and hang out with us on the New Media Show, where we're talking everything new media, which should be a lot of fun. But it's been my absolute pleasure to bring the show to you this evening. And no matter where you listen, it doesn't matter if it's morning, nighttime, we hope that you stay subscribed to the show. Until next time, everyone, take care. We'll see you. Aloha.